Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 28th day of Marcheshvan, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Yevamos, Perek Chamishi, Mishnah Base. Our Mishnah continues from the previous one, which talked about a person who gave a Yevama, the wife of his deceased brother. He gave her a get, then gave her another get, or he did Yibum, and then give a get. We're going to talk about here in our Mishnah a combination of different types of scenarios, both Mishnah Base and Gimel. But we are going to deal with one Yavam and one Yavama, one surviving brother and one widow of the deceased brother. To remind that when we use the word Maimar, Maimar means a Kiddushin on to Yavama. It is a rabbinic thing. It is not Minatorah. Minatorah, there's no requirement for any kiddushin. He just lives with his sister-in-law, with the widow of his brother, and that's it. That's called yibum, and that's enough to take away any zikah, to take away any connection to any of the brothers. But the rabbis instituted a kiddushin to be done, which is a kiddushin drabonon, and it's called maimer. Says the Mishnah, Ketzad, how does this work? How is the din of one Yavam and one Yavama? Also, Maimer Biyavimto, if the person, the Yavam, gave Maimer to his Yavama, he gave a Kiddushin with money or with a star, gave her a ring, and then, Benosan lo get, and afterwards, he gave her a get. So basically, he removed the maimer, the effect of the maimer, the kiddushin, by giving a get afterwards. Does she need anything else? Says the Mishnah, yes. Tzricha hemeno hel chalitza. The yavama, the widow, will still require chalitza to remove the zika, to remove any connection of yibum. Why can't he do yibum to her? No, too late for that. The yibum he cannot do because the rabbi has made a decision. Once you've given a get, that's it. You've already lost your chance. In our Torah, maybe it's different, but the rabbi said to do Yibum, no, because you've given her a get already, a maimer and a get. Now, some say we're talking here about a case where he gave her a get without doing maimer beforehand. He just gave her a get for the zikah. And that's why we say can't do Yibum. But some learn, this is Tosfos learns the pshat in the Mishnah, that if he gave a maimer and then gave a get to remove that maimer, it's back to square one and he can do yibum. That's how Tosfos learns. So again, we have a debate as to what the Mishnah means by saying, or what do we mean by saying that it's too late for yibum. Does it mean in all cases too late for yibum, or does it mean only in a case where he started off by just giving her a get, which is strange. I mean, he is not married to her, but he gave a get to a woman that there was a zikah, that there was a connection to him. That's it. Then he cannot do yibum. But, as Tosfos says, if he gave a maimer and then removed that maimer with a get, then it's back to square one. Next case. Also maimer vachalitza. He gave kiddushin, this drabonon kiddushin, and then gave her chalitza. Tzricha hamen a get. She requires a get. The get is required to remove the kiddushin. The chalitza doesn't do that. The chalitza removes the zikah, the connection of yibum, to any of the brothers. That's fine. But he has to remove the kiddushin that he's given her, the midrabonon kiddushin, by giving a get. Also, maimer ubal. What happens if he gives her maimer, kiddushin, as the rabbi said, to do it, and he lived with her, which the Torah says to do? That is exactly what's meant to happen for Yibum. Now, as we said before, as far as the Torah is concerned, there's no Kiddushin required whatsoever. He just lives with her. That is the mitzvah of Yibum. Build the house of your brother. The Chachamim, however, did not want that to happen. The Chachamim said, we want it done with a formality of Kiddushin first. Then you do Yibum as the mitzvah of the Torah. Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah is going to talk about various combinations of maimer, get, chalitza, and yibum, all different types of scenarios and orders of doing things, and what effect it has. Nos and get. The fellow, the surviving brother, gave a get to his yavama. V'asa maimer. And then he gave a maimer. He gave a kiddushin. So he first gave the get, and then he did the maimer. Says the Mishnah, tzricha get. She will need another get to remove that kiddushin that he gave her, the maimer. But in addition, chalitza. She'll also need a chalitza to remove the zika, to remove that connection of yibum. And he's not permitted to do yibum after this because of the get he started off with. That's according to all opinions. Here in this case, he started off with a get, giving it to whatever that means. It's really, but it's enough to lose the chance to do yibum. Next case. Nosan get. He gave a get to his yibama, ubal, and then he lives with her afterwards. Well, from the time he gave the get, from that moment on, she is absolutely off. She's off limits to him now. She cannot have yibum. She's also to him. So therefore, when he lives with her after that, that's a psula. That's a, we call that a bi psula. We call it an unfit relationship. But because he did live with her, it started off a relationship. It started a connection. And therefore, the Mishnah says, tzricha get. She will need a get. What will she need a get for? She'll need a get because of the effect of the bia that he had with her, of the relationship that he had with her. He lived with her. Need a get to remove that. And on top of that, vachalitza. She also needs a chalitza to remove the zika. Because as we've said so many times, the zika, the connection to you, to any of the brothers, can only be removed by either chalitza or yibam. Nosan get, if he gave a get to his yavama, v'cholatz, then he gives a chalitza afterwards. Ein achar ha-chalitza klum. After the chalitza, that's it. She doesn't need anything. She's now free to marry who she wants. We've removed all the zika. Gemara explains that Mishnah wants to tell us that even if he's mekadesh her afterwards, with a maimer or with bia, she wouldn't even need a get. But that's not the halacha. Our Mishnah follows Rabbi Akiva, who holds that kiddushin is not tofes b'chayv alavin, which means that a man who's mekadesh a woman who's forbidden to him by the Torah, it will not be a kiddushin. It's totally invalid. And because the Mishnah used the expression einach chalitza klum, there's nothing that you can do after this chalitza, it must be following Rabbi Akiva, who says that even a kiddushin, a new kiddushin, would not do anything to this woman because he's forbidden to marry her. Next case, cholatz, he gave a chalitza, v'asa maimer, and he did maimer, he gave a kiddushin after the chalitza. Nosan get, or he gave a get after the chalitza. Or baal, or he lived with her after the chalitza. Oi, or another case, baal, he did bia, he started off with living with the yavama, which as far as the Torah is concerned, that's a fully fledged acquisition, a kinyan. And then he did v'asa maimer. Then he did a maimer. He gave a kiddushin after the bia. Or nosan get, or he gave a get. Or v'chalatz, or he did a chalitza. In all these, after the bia, in all these cases, ein achar ha-chalitza klum. Whatever he did after the chalitza is nothing. And again, this follows Rabbi Akiva's opinion that kiddushin does not have any validity on a woman prohibited by a love, but on a woman prohibited by a loisase. And therefore, if he does maimer, if he gives a kiddushin, or he lives with her after the chalitza, Rabbi Akiva holds, it's nothing. It has no value. It doesn't need a get. And similarly, after the bia, after living with her, again, there is nothing that's connecting her with yibum. Because, as the Torah says, once a man lives with her, with his sister-in-law, after the she's a widowed from a childless marriage, then there is no zika anymore afterwards. There's no connection. It's she's already now fully she's completely his wife now. And even though the Mishnah only said ein achar chalitza klum, the Mishnah was just being brief, but in fact it also means ein achar ha bia klum. Nothing can affect the bia that he's done. If he lives with her, it's a proper yavama is meant to be lived with, then nothing can change that. If she wants to get divorced, she'll need a proper get now. But she's basically fully fledged wife of the yavam. Achas yavama, achas liyavam echad, ve'achas shte yavamas liyavam echad. Finally, says the Mishnah, the same law will apply whether it's one widow, whether it's two widows coming from one brother that now the Yavam has to deal with. In each case, the same law will apply. Namely, that we paskin like the Chachamim, that there is an effect of a maimer after a maimer. So if he's given kiddushin, for example, to one of the sisters, it was sister-in-laws, one of the widows, and he gives a maimer to the other sister-in-law, then in both cases there'll be an effect. It'll affect the, he'll be osa to her relatives, and she'll be osa to his relatives, even in the second maimer. There is a concept of a get after a get. So the second get, let's say that he gave to this to the other widow, will now create a prohibition of marrying relatives of that second widow as well. And ein achar bia achar tziklum. If, however, there was bia, there was a proper consummation, he lived with the Yavama straight off, did the mitzvah of Yibum, or he gave chalitza, that there is nothing that can break that, and that will change the bia or change the chalitza. And we paskin like the Chachamim.